So Bishus, my mother and the Rav and everybody else. So first I want to thank everybody for coming. I don't know if that's been done, but it's really very nice to see once again 11 years after Kivi spoke to anybody, everybody's still here. So anyway, on that note, always bothered me. Simchas Torah always bothered me, and I always think about it every year. We have Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu. So what are we celebrating on Simchas Torah? We dance around with Sifrei Torah. That's not really generally our approach. Our approach is if we want to celebrate the Torah, we open it up and we learn it. All right. And I don't know exactly when it started, or how long it was, or everywhere when it started to have Simchas Torah and Shemini Atzeres, but specifically celebrating the Torah that way seems not exactly in the spirit of Shemini Atzeres, right? So we have Sukkot, and on Sukkot we celebrate that how Hashem controls everything in Derech HaTeva, and then we have Yom HaShemini is Olam Min HaTeva, and then we dance around with the Torah. We don't even bother learning it. It seems like going the opposite direction. So just a quick point that I thought of. You know, if you tell everybody you have to daven shacharis, right? So everybody daven shacharis, all right? It creates only a chiv on the individual. If you tell everybody to daven shacharis in one shul, so all of a sudden you have a tzibur, you have a different entity, right? And if you tell everybody, right? So we have two separate things here. We have a thing that we call, let's say, zman simchaseinu, zman matan torahseinu. And that's certainly a chiv on the person. No matter what, a person has to do whatever that means. Man simchaseinu, man matan torahseinu. Whatever this man is this man to say kriya shema, a person has to do that. But and yontif is always called a mayid. It's referred to as a special time. But there's another aspect to yontif is that we have to go to the makam hamikdash. This we don't have. And the makam hamikdash is the. It's a different aspect of Yontif, and that involves going to this specific place. And that is a different entity. It's the entity of a tzibur, and that applies to everybody in a different way. And we say in the Mosef, we say, Pnei Chato'enu, Golini Marzenu, and all these things that we can't do, it's only on the Makom HaMikdash, on the place. But for ourselves personally, because the Zman is what affects each of us personally, that can't change because that's ourself personally. But as a tzibur, we're lacking this thing of going to the Beis HaMikdash, of this thing of a certain aspect of a tzibur, of whatever added entity that gives us. And just something that's been said over in this house many times, to quote from the Rogatcheva, he says that time is a very personal thing. And he learns it out from Moshe Rabbeinu, who said, why everybody miscalculated on the time that took Moshe Rabbeinu to go up? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, like, you know, if people always say when things are happy, you know, time seems to go fast. When you're sad, time goes slow. And he said, no, that's exactly how it works. Time is a personal thing. It happens to be that modern physicists right now have discovered that. But you see, the Rogatcheva wrote it however many years ago, that it applies to everybody personally. And what one person perceives is going faster, the other person perceives going slower. He said, no, that's actually how it works. So Moshe Rabbeinu was in a different, he was learning, everything like that. So that's why the time really went differently for both of them. And that's why they made the mistake. So answer the question. So we have the Zman. So Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu. Right, it's not Zman. We don't say Zman Simchas Torah Seinu at the end of Sukkot. It's always Zman Simchas Seinu. Shemini Atzeres is also Zman Simchas Seinu. So, what I think that means is that it's our opportunity, our personal opportunity to get a certain level of Simcha. Right, and at the end, what we're let's say the next level up, we're getting a Shemini Atzeres. It's very appropriate to say we have a level of Simcha for the Torah, because that in order to really, you know, get as much as you can out of the Torah, rule to get anything out of the Torah, you have to have a certain simcha for it. If you learn it, that it's just another book, it's just another limud, you're not going to get anything. And so you have to have a simcha that's oila from the regular derech hateva. When you have that, then you can now go through after sukkah. So again, first we start off, we're having a simcha for the regular teva. We see a person, it's a person gathers in all of his stuff that he grew, and he celebrates a simcha. He realizes that Hashem is the one that's in charge. And now we go up the level. We say, no, there's even a level higher. There's a oilam in ateva, and then we can now, when we appreciate that simcha, now we can go out and we can spend the rest of the year learning and appreciating the next level up that we get. And Zman Matan Torah Seinu is something different. That's when we celebrate actual, you know, the Zman of getting the Torah and the opportunities that brings. But not that it creates this level of simcha that now we can go learn. But we celebrate the Torah itself then. So that's perhaps the two different ways to celebrate the Torah. So anyway, on that, I thought it was appropriate to bring up that point, because on this point, that the truth is that time is a very personal thing, is that everybody's clock really runs at a different speed. Some people, the clock ticks very fast, some people it ticks very slow. Everybody lives 100%, you know, we want to say, call it 120 years, but on a different clock. And we never know how fast our clock is going. It could be going very, very slow, it could be going very, very fast, it could be going somewhere in the middle, but everybody lives exactly to the end of whatever the speed the clock is. And it's a personal thing. So the fact that however much, whatever the years, that as we look at it, we call 60 seconds a minute and then 60 minutes an hour, however, if we count the years that Kiwi lived, he lived all of his years. We just don't appreciate how fast it was, and that's a personal thing. But then there's the other aspect. There's the aspect of makom. And makom is something that, you know, we have, is something, aside from the Beis HaMikdash, you want to say Yishalayim, Eretz Yisrael, that's inherently has Kiddush in it. There is no makom that's Kaddish. The only way makom is Kaddish, if we make it Kaddish, we go and we have a place we daven, so now it's called makom Kiddusha. We have a place we learn, it's a makom Kiddusha. And that's really what we're all doing here now. Because for time, we don't know what that means, but the makom that Kiwi created, he created his own makom Kiddusha. So, I said, you know, people use the word like somebody left a legacy, somebody left a memory, you know, we have a memory of a person. I think it's not descriptive, and it's you know, it leaves a lot, it's almost incorrect. Say a legacy, this person was a nice person, he left a legacy of being nice. But the reason why we're still here, like I said, 4 years after Kiwi is not here at all, 11 years after he spoke, is because he created a makam of what he stood for, which was a makam of Kedusha. And that's why we're all here now. We're all here in that exact makam that he created. It's not a legacy, it's not something that fades, or else probably we wouldn't be here now. But that exact makam that he created is what brings us here all together. And then again, I want to thank everybody for coming and for keeping that makam alive, the very makam that he created, the very makam of Kedusha. And to, you know, it's more than, you know, people say, oh, it's like he's living. But it is he's living, because his makam of Kedusha is here, and we're all here, and we're all discussing, you know, the Kedusha and the Torah that he left us. And again, thank everybody. I'd like to thank everybody on behalf of my mother for all being here. Thank you.